A quick note regarding this episode of the JDE Connection podcast recorded live at InFocus 2025, where Chandra and I discussed impact analysis with Clayton Seeley, JD Edwards Senior Product Manager for System Administration. During our conversation, Clayton reviews Chandra's recent impact analysis report and does a demo of the latest improvements to the Interactive Impact Analysis application. For reference, while listening to this podcast, you can view screenshots of the material we covered on the JDE Connection blog page on questoraclecommunity.org. For easy access, we also included a link in the show notes.
Quest Oracle Community proudly presents the JDE Connection, a Quest on-air podcast production.
This podcast explores and showcases how JDE customers are harnessing specific functionality and capabilities to drive business success.
Hello, JDE Connection listeners. Welcome to the live recording of episode 76. 76. We are here live in Denver, Colorado at InFocus. I'm Chandra Wabshaw, one of your podcast hosts, and I'm a manager of business of, what am I, manager of business applications. They keep changing my title. I think I'm now manager of ERP technically, but whatever.
I'm glad that live you do it the same as you do.
I know.
You know,
yeah.
We need three or four ticks. Do we want to start?
Yeah, should we start over again? No, okay. With me this week and every week is my friend and podcast partner, Paul Howcooper, Vice President of Product Development for JD Edwards.
At Oracle. They haven't changed
at Oracle.
That in a while.
No, they haven't. You're lucky.
Lucky.
Makes it easy.
It does.
How's it going? How's InFocus for you?
It's been great. How's InFocus been for you all? Yeah? Yeah. Been a super, super fly.
Superfly?
Superfly week.
Awesome. And it's not even over. We still have the rest of today. Is everybody learning lots?
Yeah.
Awesome. Love to hear it.
So who has not put their name in? Okay, show of hands. All right, we got paper up here. You can't win the raffle if you're not in the raffle. Okay, so come on up.
Yep, come on up.
It's okay. Already got it. Already doing it.
We already got them up. And while you're up here, we're going to ask you questions.
That's right.
Just kidding.
So.
Do you have all music?
Do we have what?
All
music. Yay.
All right. So it's today. The raffle. You know, we mentioned it, I believe, in the keynote.
Yep.
That we do have a $50 gift card, Starbucks gift card.
Yes.
And then we have some bling. Thank you to our guest today, Clayton Seeley, for bringing the bling. So we will raffle off two of our JDE Connection necklaces.
Bling.
Bling.
All right. I'm going to call it
bling. We got one, sorry. And I've already given one away. I won't say what she did to get it, but she's from New Orleans. All right, we're moving on.
Balls.
She's the one that told me. Everybody's getting in on this. This is awesome. We're going to raffle off the gift card, and they're going to be like, no, I don't want to win that. What are they winning? Oh, there we go. Perfect. Thank you, Sarah.
That's right.
Competition coming
soon. Yep, competition coming soon. It was, you know, in
what is
in
this?
Are
you going to do a tech sig podcast?
It wasn't our idea, but it was in the trivia
questions.
Simon and me.
Who are the hosts of the JDE Connection? And it was these two as an option.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Overwhelming.
Yeah.
Overwhelming.
There was
all three of them. Both of you.
Significant number of people selected that.
Fantastic. All right.
I know.
Thank you, everybody.
All right.
Appreciate it. All right. So, of course, you're all here just for the raffle. So we'll do that later, because if we do it now, y'all just take off. Right. Anyway.
They won't want to hear what we're really going to talk about.
What are we going to talk about today?
Well, we are going to talk about impact analysis. So this topic was born out of episode 68, where we covered compliance, baseline, and very briefly impact analysis. How that started is I am in the process of doing an implementation of a third-party AP solution. And as part of that, the company said, hey, we need you to apply these two bugs. So I went out, found the bugs, found that they were in a baseline, asked my CNC to go pull the baseline down and run an impact analysis. That's our standard operating procedure at my organization. So they send it out, and I've looked at these impact analysis before, and typically for us, we're not really current, so we're 4 or 5 years behind. So typically we're actually usually only pulling down things for payroll or HR at year end. So when I get them, there's not much on them. This one, however, had quite a bit on it. It was like 14 pages long. And I was like, what is this? You know? And my typical, I'll say my lack of education on this, was I just go to the very last page and I'm like, do I have any modified objects in this that need to be retrofitted? That's what I've looked for. But I was like, you know, I'd actually like to know what all these pages actually are trying to tell us. You know, what is it trying to tell me? What do I need to be on the lookout for? Because I'm sure there's stuff out here I probably should be paying a little bit closer attention to.
Fair enough. How many of you out there are using or use this on a regular basis?
How many of you are more technical?
So the rest of you that didn't raise your hand, have you ever seen this before then? No?
Okay, you've seen it.
Seen it, but haven't necessarily used it. All right, so hopefully this is a good...
Is there anybody that's never seen one? Excellent. Awesome, yay.
All right, so maybe we should back up just a second. You ran impact analysis.
I didn't. I don't have the ability to do that. They don't trust
right.
me.
That's right. Step away from the keyboard when it comes to that stuff. Yeah. Yep, got you. But, you know, Clayton, you heard the episode.
All I heard was frustration.
That's fair. That's fair.
So Clayton sends me a text. I sense a session on impact analysis coming soon.
Yes.
Like, yeah, that would be lovely.
So what is impact analysis? Like, what's its purpose, so to speak?
So obviously we've been doing a lot of work in trying to make it easier for our customers to stay up to date. And one of the things that our customers, even in my own house, has come forward. So, okay, here you got all these thousands of patches out there, and yeah, I only want a couple of them, but I don't understand what this is really gonna do to my system. So impact analysis. We tried to put together a bunch of things that would actually show you what a patch would do to your system and what you need to do to your system in order to really get that patch into place. Right. Now, you gave me your report, and I'm very proud of you for actually going all the way to the bottom because, yeah, the first page is just saying what the report, you know, what the processing options were. So good job moving forward on that.
Yes.
But got processing. What are processing options?
Yeah, I know Paul's favorite.
I was like, those are Paul's favorite words.
But, you know, they're real things. So, yes, the bottom of the impact analysis report that you had available in your system had the summary of what the, you know, what the patch was going to do to your system. Great. So, yes, in it, we actually show you the number of objects, and I zoomed in as much as I could, guys, so hopefully those of you in the... In the room can see, but those of you on the podcast obviously can't. The very bottom page shows you the number of objects that are included in the patch and the number of objects that will be affected, meaning that will actually be updated. These numbers don't match, and that's okay, because that actually
that's
shows
probably
you,
a good
thing. That's a very good thing. So the real crux of it is going to be, this is going to be a delta number, and the delta between the two, number of objects and the number of objects that will actually be impacted, will be less and less and less the more you are current.
So you're telling me, since I have a big one, I'm not very current.
Right? Yeah. Yes. So we are looking at 54 out of 62 objects that are left.
80%, 87% of what you just downloaded will hit your system.
Does that mean I got a B+?
That is not...
Oh, it's the other way around?
The other scale.
It's opposite.
It's opposite day, yes.
Yeah, so, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. So when you dig further in, you take a look at what of these objects will actually have it. We've detected as having a customization on it, because those are the ones that will actually essentially cause you a lot of work, okay, to put that customization back in place if you wanted to. And the good news is there's only one. So then I was like, why are you so frustrated? This is actually a very good number. And then we'll get into the report and just, you know, we'll get into the specifics of that. But, you know, overall, we are going to be replacing 54 objects back, you know, updating them to which already look like they're pristine for the most part. And only one, you're going to have to go through and do some development and retrofitting work to get it, to get this patch put in place. So
I'm not going to do that.
No, not you.
No, my developer in the back, Adam. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be your job.
That's his job.
That's right. All right. So, yeah, again, I'm very glad you went to the bottom and looked at the summary page, and I was still a little shocked that you got frustrated at this point.
No, it wasn't that I was frustrated with having just one object. I just didn't understand all of the other pages.
Yeah. All right. So let's go through some of the other pages. So the details of this, so the reason that this report is so long is because it has a lot of detail behind it. So very second page, after we get past the summary of the processing options of HoloLabs, is it starts to dig into what else is included in this update. And the very first thing that digs into is special instructions that you would have to do of taking this update. Now, special instructions are usually a comment. They're usually manual because they're optional things that we leave it to you as to whether you want to apply them into your system. So they might be UDC value changes, or in this case, data dictionary glossary changes. You may have made those changes. You may have modified your data dictionary to be something else, and we're trying to slam in something else that you may or may not want. So these are all optional.
Okay. Those are optional.
Yeah.
Good to know.
So then you continue down, and there's quite a few data dictionary glossary changes. Again, something that developer and the rest of your system needs to really evaluate if you want to do, and then perform if they want. We continue down and you see a list of SARs, which is old nomenclature from our J.D. Edwards days. They're really bugs now today. So these are the amount of bugs that are included in this update. And there's quite a few of them, which is, again, good. We're doing a lot of work with Oracle and fixing a lot of things or putting in a lot of enhancements. And then the next part is the actual objects that are included in this update. So those 64 different objects that'll be listed here. You'll see they're alphabetical, so you'll see business functions first. You'll see what they're actually going to do to your system, is that they're going to be replaced or added or whatever else in the far right-hand column. And if you just go down, what we're really looking for is some of this stuff in the middle. At least I would be as a system administrator or a developer. We've got the mod flag, which means that we've detected this object has been modified, has a customization on it. We have checked in, checked out, meaning a developer actually has it in their project and has it checked out. Same thing with token. And then, of course, these are things that will actually describe what happens to the object when it gets applied through the ESU software updates process.
So you'll notice on the list, though, while it said we had 64 objects, you'll see objects repeated
for sure
here, because you're correlating that to the actual
bug.
Yeah. Or enhancement. I mean, SAR could be a bug or enhancement. But you're correlating it.
Yeah.
How many times did it change,
exactly.
Basically?
64 objects, but the very first one is listed three times.
It's listed three times. There's actually changed three times.
Yep. All right. So, again, scanning through this, yeah, you got to kind of watch yourself. But thankfully, there's a lot of zeros in here, which is good because you haven't checked anything out. You haven't modified anything. You went to the summary page, so you know you need to be looking for something in here that is modified. We want to look at this column in the middle here, and the number one was what we found.
Oh, voucher match.
Yep, voucher match. So, shocker. Very commonly modified.
At objects. Okay, Shane. At least I'm not alone.
Modified, yep. All right, cool. So this is not only a good indication of what you'll have to go back and evaluate if you need that customization or not. Maybe you can turn it into a personalization optimally so it doesn't pop up on this report again. But also, it's a good point to show you, this is where I need to start testing things. So, yes, this application is going to be updated. I need to get back into my system after it's been applied and make sure everything is kosher and everything's working right, we're good to go even after the patch has been applied. So, and it's not the only one. So even if you, even if it's not modified, we're updating P0000 system setup. If you use that a lot, then you want to make sure that you go through and test all of it, right?
Now, when you were going through this, and I might be jumping ahead a little bit, Clayton, so I apologize, but I mean, you made the comment, ACK, that this is missing her version.
Yeah.
Brightview's circa 2020 version of impact
analysis. She did what she could.
I mean, 2020 better than 2005, like some, but or 1995, like a few yesterday. Anyway, but the impact analysis is missing a few cool things.
Absolutely. So, yes, you did what you could, which was great. But
yep.
If you were to update, we provided like a lot of new features for what we call the JD Edwards Update Manager, which will allow you to go through and provide even more insight into what that patch will do to your system. So I mocked up my system to change voucher match, that application, so that it actually shows up online, and I can show you what that looks like. Now, one of the first tools that we've got is Change Assistant. So if you don't know Change Assistant, even if you're a BA, you probably would, yeah.
How many BAs out there?
Not very many. Oh, good. Okay.
Yes.
If you haven't used Change Assistant as a BA, then you're probably not evaluating patches or looking for patches. And you should absolutely get this little application, pull it down to your workstation, because you can run it without a development client even and connect up to your system. And it helps you find updates based off of bugs, based off of objects. And then from here, we actually have some great
tools. So do you have this?
No, I don't.
How many out there do have this?
How many of us tried?
Oops.
I tried to install it. It didn't work.
You might need a feature actually to clear securities. That's IE app. Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Good point.
At home, we had to have our IT department help us get it installed, but it was worth it, and they're able to run it. So I don't know what you had to start your search on, maybe a bug number, but I just started off of the object. So by here, you can narrow down what you're searching for. We want to look for software updates. You can look at the release that you're on. I'm selecting multi-platform because I do everything through the web now, but that doesn't really matter. And of course, you can actually select which target release you're going to be comparing this against, like you were going to apply it to. So you could say, yes, I'm applying it to DD, or just pretend I'm applying it to Pristine because that's the environment I have. So that's the one I'm going to select. Now, once you go ahead and do that search, it makes a connection to the update center. So it's looking through all the metadata that we have on all of our patches, all of our ESUs, all of our bugs, and it will come through and show you everything that's available. So if you look at it here, we talked about baselines. Your bug that you actually found here is one of these baselines that was from back in January. We baseline ESUs because the number, as we're building these ESUs, the number of objects grows so much. And once it hits a threshold, then we say, okay, time for a baseline, so that we can give you guys a chance to only take the bugs at the level that you want or that you can. So if you were to actually look at that bug today, you would take this newer ESU, which would actually include all these other ESUs because they are previous baselines. And so they end up showing up as dependencies. Now, one of the problems that we had with other VAs in the past would be like, okay, great, I can see what's included here, and it's actually a very small list. But then it says I have dependencies for this ESU, which has dependencies for the next ESU, which has dependencies for five other ESUs. And and we were not giving you actually the opportunity to see. You would have to manually splice all that together into a spreadsheet to actually go through and find out what would actually happen to your system.
So one of the things we were talking about this morning as we were somewhat preparing for this podcast was the fact that baselines and impact analysis and reports like this concept of dependencies is not something that we have covered yet. So that might be another good topic. How many out there feel like they understand dependencies between objects and ESUs really, really well? Yeah, few, but not me,
yeah.
Right?
It's a bit
foreign, it's a bit
mm-hmm.
different. And without that understanding—
All my tech sig guys.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I would hope so. But anyway, so that'll probably be a future topic for us, is the walk through dependencies, dependency checker, and how those things get built, so that people understand that, we deliver the cumulative version of the objects, and, why do we baseline? We've gotten a little bit into that as far as resetting those dependencies, but without a fundamental understanding of dependencies, it's still a little bit of a challenge.
Yes, as it was when you were trying to explain it to me earlier.
Well, that's just...
But I didn't have my coffee.
I can't explain stuff like that.
Well. So Change Assistant has the ability to allow you to analyze these packages without actually applying them into your system. Just another kind of benefit, because for BAs that don't have the ability to put them into a system. So you can actually click on Analyze Package. And what that'll do is give you a bunch of other options. So you can look at the number, the changed objects, the new objects. You can look at all the packages combined together. So it'll go through today and do that manual work that you used to have to do before all into one report so that you don't have to splice it together manually. It'll create nice looking reports for you. And we're just going to do everything so you can look at the bugs and and include the dependent packages. This might take a minute or two to actually go through, but what it will do is give you an HTML version of the report, which you can also export to CSV if you want to play with it in Excel, because that's your favorite tool. Whatever.
He knows I'm a recovering accountant. Excel.
I have a family full of them. So
I did hear a great acronym the other day
for
JDE.
No.
Just do it in Excel. I was like, that's not one I've heard. I thought it was funny.
It's one you need to forget.
So this is one tool that you could have possibly leveraged if you had Change Assistant available to you, even on the environment that you were on. But again, we've done some other work since then, and I'm going to show you what the tools are within the within our system.
So to our handy demo environment, not just the one I showed at Keynote.
The JD Edwards Update Manager actually has some newer features, which we started to really roll out with 9.27, 9.28 above, which would allow you to take these packages and import them into your system without impacting your system. So you can actually upload the patch into your system and then start to leverage our internal JD Edwards applications to do further impact analysis. So one of the reasons that we like to do that is because the update itself has a lot of different data behind it that you may want to look at. Object librarian data is, you know, what is this object being used? Is it been modified? What kind of cross-reference? What's the downstream effects for it? So this is kind of the JD Edwards Update Manager as a whole that we've been working on. And so you see, this is our Change Assistant tool, which has direct connection to the Update Center. But really one of the keys is, let's get that patch put into the system. Once we have that patch in the system, then we can start to kind of weave the data back together and give you a bit more comprehensive analysis of what that patch is going to do to your system once it's been applied. So that's where we kind of come up with the impact analysis tools that are actually in JD Edwards in a future release for you. They've been released for a couple of years for everybody else. So this is just an example of, I've taken this system and I've gone out and I've downloaded all the ESUs. I've not applied them. And what it's showing you here is it's actually showing you, it's actually kind of shaming you a little bit into how many ESUs are.
Shaming. This is good.
Yeah. So let's shame, very shame the customer. Shame. Great.
If you don't want to be shamed, maybe you don't want to use this, but it will show you all the different ESUs that are potentially available that you could apply. This view shows it by product code. Some customers like to apply updates product code by product code, maybe do one quarter, another quarter. They do another one, so that's why we came.
That's interesting.
This is one of my favorite views, which is just to show you, okay, the amount of ESUs that are in your system that have been deployed versus the number that haven't been deployed. So I guess.
So that's like if you bring it down and you just
leave it there.
Leave it there and you don't apply it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Tell you that happens.
Exactly. So if they've gone through, you probably have 1,000 or so that have not been applied. That's the shaming part.
Wow. Yeah.
Out.
Yeah. I'm not above shame. Not shamey. All right. And then another piece that we really felt like we needed to highlight was the
deleting a business case starts with shaming. Is every year's. God.
So number of objects is great, but one thing that a lot of customers are concerned about is especially a table change that might happen with it. So if there's a table and index change, that's this view, which will show you that there might be some physical table changes, which are kind of deeper impact into your system than just applying an update to voucher match or to business functions or anything
else. Now, did the table I don't remember on that one. Did I have table changes on it? Does it show it in that section with all of the, yeah, that one. There would it be in that area where it's like business function?
So there's data structures, and then we jump right to business services. So no, you don't have no tables.
Good.
Yeah. Bonus seat. I don't know what you're so worried about.
You've already calmed my nerves on this one. I'm good now. I feel better.
And then another one is, again, the special instructions, which are manual. So you definitely want to go through and watch these, because there are work that has to be done to evaluate whether you want that special instruction or not. Most of them are probably like, yeah, we don't care. Put it in. But then they might pop up on your port from time to time if you continue to do this. So we've added some new features in Update Manager to allow you to mark those special instructions as done, which means they won't pop up on your report anymore. And you kind of can make that transition or the analysis a lot easier.
It's much cleaner as we're going forward.
Right? Yeah, that's awesome. That's great. Great addition.
All right, so we've got this handy little page for our admins and hopefully BAs as well. But again, we've got an application that's called Impact Analysis. And if I type in your bug,
ESU.
Okay.
So impact analysis, as the web version of these ESUs, again, get uploaded into a repository. When that happens, if you've configured impact analysis to run off of that, or if you've configured your system to include impact analysis, which is a quick little setting here, you select which path code you would actually want to apply this or run impact analysis for, it'll automatically do that for you when you upload the patch into your system, not when you apply it and you upload it into the system to do the comparisons. Then when we're back into this impact analysis tool and you see an ESU that you wanted, it'll go through and actually show you some of the data that, some of the data that we're able to merge in together. Okay, so this is an example, of what we had here. So it'll list all the objects that will actually be impacted, and you can exclude the objects that will not be impacted. And if you had data, like for object usage tracking, over to the right, it'll show you this object's actually being used or not. So I actually put in a voucher match, I ran it a couple of times, and it actually had a green check mark on it to show you this is an object you want to be worried about because it is something that you, and it would actually show you that it also has a customization, and let's go from here. Yeah.
Wow, that's great. Okay. We do have object usage tracking turned on.
Okay,
so
good.
We do have that.
We encourage customers to at least have turned on object usage tracking for a little while so that you get at least a snapshot of that, the usage of your objects.
Or usage pattern, so to speak.
Yeah. And that's been available since like 9.2.1. So it's really good. You know, obviously you don't want to keep it on forever, but at least if you have it on, then you're able to say, these objects are the ones we need to focus on because we're leveraging that data in software updates to tell you how much a patch is going to impact your system. Okay. That's pretty much all I wanted to show you. So I don't know, go apply that patch already. Let's go.
I'm going to get on it now. I feel better. But let's say I don't have those tools. I've got my impact analysis report. Since I do have object usage tracking turned on, I mean, is it best practice for me to go through and go object by object and figure out if we're using these? I mean, for me, I can't move anything into production without completed test scripts, right? From myself and the business.
Right.
Yeah. So I now have to say, well, the voucher entry master business function is going to be touched, so we have to test that because we use
it. Hopefully you have a pretty good understanding of which objects you actually have and, without object usage tracking and which ones you would actually want to go through and make sure work once the patch has been applied. But
most of us as BAs, so many of us sometimes specialize in one area, right? So I don't think that's a fair statement for me.
Absolutely.
So yeah, like I look at this and I'm like, I don't know if I use this or not.
Right. And so we're not done with Update Manager. We've got some plans to be able to, if you have that testing scripts, especially if you've gone through and made some testing scripts with whatever tool, either our assertion framework, orchestrations, or maybe some other third party, what we do want to do is add in the ability to say, yep, this is an object into impact analysis, this is an object and software updates. that will be impacted, updated. Here's a test script that you have identified that you can actually go through and run, and then I kind of create a dashboard for you to kick that off and trigger.
Yeah. Ooh.
Got plans, baby.
I like it. Yep. I like it. How helpful would that be? Yes, I see heads nodding.
Questions from the audience for Clayton? Oh, there's plenty.
Here,
all right.
Let me.
Well, we got it. Okay, go ahead.
I'll go walk down. No, only because it needs to be recorded, because it's a little hard to hear.
Shocker, I have questions. So we have several objects that were checked out, not modified, checked back in, and they keep showing up as modified. Is there any way to fix that?
Reset.
Actually, yes. So we call those false positives in the software updates biz. Actually, software updates will, when a patch is applied, especially through the web, what it will do is a flat deplace of that object, and it will clear out your customization flag, removing that false positive trail. Now, obviously, you go back into it and check it out, check back in, it'll reset it and make it customized again. But we are doing what we can at software updates to remove the false positives that we detect, because as soon as we apply it, it's no longer customized. It is pristine. So we removed the customization flag, and you would have to do something that put it back.
Okay. Second, this is a comment. So I'm a cheater, and I don't always trust my users to do everything they say they're going to do. So I turn object usage tracking on in non-prod during test cycles, and then I can go back and see if they actually did the things they said they did.
Wow. Wow, that's a brilliant, brilliant idea.
The original use case of object usage tracking.
Really?
It was being Big Brother.
Oh, wow. Well, nice.
Again, to shame people into knowing if they're doing stuff.
That's awesome.
I like that idea. Okay, next question.
I've got a question. How long is this session?
Do you need more coffee?
No.
Oh.
You've got a raffle to get to.
I know. Yes. All right. We have another question.
Yay.
Is there a difference between special instructions and automated special instructions?
Yes, there is a difference. So special instruction, we've done some work so that you can automate them. The original automation with special instructions we made was a special tool that was for the tools rollup ESU only. And then, again, we came up with more and more complaints that special instructions were either being skipped by the admin because they just skipped them, or another common complaint was that the admin, not knowing whether they should do them or not, just did them all. And again, these are supposed to be evaluated between the admin and the business analyst or the developer or the business unit itself of the business to decide whether these special instructions ought to be done. Okay, so some things that we've done is, again, we created the ability for you to actually look at these special instructions ahead of time, number one. So if you look at the ESU and look at the software update itself, so you see this ESU has a special instruction on it. So that's the first thing we did is we try and draw attention that there are special instructions to it. When you click on it, we now have a new tool which will show you those special instructions that are available to you. If they are able to be done, the admin and the BA or the business are able to actually go through and select these as things that should be done as part of applying the update. If that is done ahead of time as you're doing the analysis of these ESUs, then the special instruction will be done, then you apply the update automatically. So therefore, we are actually building it automated.
You do the pre-work then. We will take care of it ahead of, we'll take care of it for you if we know what to apply, but we cannot blindly apply it. So you have to do a little homework ahead of time.
Absolutely. Okay. This is good because if you set it here once, then every environment that you would go back and apply it to next will have the same settings and therefore do the automate special instructions again for the next time you go through and apply that ESU to the next environment that you could do so. Now, some of these are automated, some of them are not. Okay, like special instructions are manual. Most of them like UDC values, they did dictionary glossary changes, those can be automated, but there might be some things like generating tables or doing the table version or something else that may still have to be manual. And so we do mark those as things that you have to go through and do manually, either post or a usual post install of these. The other thing is if you forgot to do the legwork up front fall, then we did provide the customers the ability to mark these special instructions as done, this tool, so that, again, they don't show up on the reports and they don't bother people in their face, come back and show us something else you need to do.
They accumulate pretty significantly over time. I mean, you showed that there was 34,000 of them earlier.
There are based on a bug. So right. As that bug continues to get wrapped into ESU after, you know, baseline, the key is we keep it based off a bug so that you can mark the special instruction as complete. And then again, no matter which ESU that bug pops up into, we're keeping track of that so that you don't lose track. Understand that it's already done in your system.
That's good. Got it. Very good.
Thank you. So I think two questions. So is this part of the tools release? So we're on like apps 22, but 928.9284 tools.
Exactly. So this should be part of the tools.
Okay.
So as long as you've taken the tools roll-up ESU for your tools release and gone through the tool, the special instructions for the tools, and some of these have UDOs behind them as well for visualization purposes, so there's a UDO, but yes.
Okay, and is your update manager page, like is that a delivered page that we could take, or we have to
bring our tools roll-up UEO? Okay. Yeah, so mm-hmm. You can add that as, so you could do is add you.
To your UDO superior, you see it.
See it, perfect, thank you.
Yeah.
Good question.
Great questions. Oh. Here we go again.
So if you automate the application of the special instructions and you're putting in your dev environment, let's say, and it causes problems and you realize that that's what your thing is, can you go back and unmark it so as you promote it to PY&D production?
Anytime you can come back in here. So yeah, if you felt like that was a mistake, we shouldn't have done that, come back into the tool, mark it as something you want. So it's not, there's a couple of settings in here. There's first is not applied. Please apply or apply, and they alone is skip. Don't ever goops. So yeah, come back in and mark it as skip.
Nice. Good question.
Any other questions?
Go all.
Morning.
All blacks.
Go all blacks.
All blacks. Go all blacks. For a novice JDE user myself, who from my team should be across this? Is this CNC? Responsibility, or is it more our development people? So I'm just curious.
Yeah, so definitely CNC should have access to this, but I also prefer that some BAs have access to this because, you know, I'm a recovering CNC, and I'm going to recovering it just now. I don't know the business. I don't know what the objects are. I don't know what the special instructions business wants. I prefer to have some BA contribution to this, so I would make this available to BAs.
Yeah, cool. It's a team effort, I would say, for sure. Yep.
Awesome. Thank you.
So does that mean I can apply security for this so that a BA can't actually make changes to it or install or move or anything, but they can come in, they can see what's here, they can...
There's multiple applications that you would apply C. So yes, software updates I would give the BA access to. There's Roic, it's uncared to actually apply, so if you're really truly care enough that they would do it, then you extend it, you remove the apply deploy capability from them. Okay. So a lot of analysis that can be done in here and to see look, these are all the objects that are included, and there's only one, no big deal. But there's a lot of things that a BA could understand. All the metadata behind the patch is in this app. So I would actually give it to the BA to help me understand if this patch is applied or not. And yes, as I was pointing out, there are safety rails you could security out.
Yeah, certain actions that you would shut them out of.
Yes. These are mobile applications, so like the special instructions app. That actually has some capability of, if you look at this special instructions for an DSU, this is actually also a compare tool that you can merge those special instructions with this tool. So there's actually things that people can do to impact the data tree or UDCIO. That may or may not be something that you would turn over, you would provide access to a BA, but I think I probably would because they understand these better than I do as a person.
It's
So it's a really, it's a collaborative effort between Absolutely. Your CNC.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Great. Thank you. Because I know in my world, in my company, there's no way they're going to allow me to apply anything that is only ever done by CNC.
Yeah. And again, this is separate app, but I would give developers a special instruction app so that they can do the merging of the special instructions. This is the only really merge tool. This is the best merge tool for special instruction. You can onnate just by a click of a button. Look at the special instruction, look at what it's currently got, and then, yes, I want to push that forward to this path-coder environment.
All right, any other questions?
I have one.
Yeah.
What's our Midwesternism of the day?
That's a really good question. So we're sticking with the theme of colloquialisms.
Hey.
I know, I'm getting really good at that word, people. So we are going to refer to my PDF.
Well, yeah.
Right, or this whole process. It was stressful for me.
Right, and you were stressed, you were frustrated, you were making a mountain out of a molehill, really.
Yep.
That's what Clayton would like to tell you, because when he looks at it, he's like, why are you so frustrated? And that's what impact analysis will help you do, is realize that it's maybe not as bad as you thought it was going to be.
Exactly.
And then you won't make a mountain out of a molehill.
No, it's more of a molehill now, so thank you. I appreciate you, and I appreciate you coming on today to talk to us about impact analysis. Did anybody else appreciate this? Was it helpful?
Yeah.
Should we do the drawing?
I guess we should. All right. It's raffle time. All right.
Okay, I'll bring this with. You can be that person. All right. We got some bling. And we have a Starbucks gift card. Which one do you want to do first? One bling? All right. Oh.
Oh.
Whoever wins first gets to pick which prize they want, if Paul can get the container open.
There we go.
Cat pee. That, C-A-T. It is. Well played. That was in there. I know. We told you. We told people they had to be present to win. And I'm not sure if that was a joke or not, but funny.
Pulled it out of his pocket.
That. All right. Keith Sukar?
Blake?
All right, thank you. All right. Amanda Hunsinger.
Side for yourself as well as this person. Bling or fit together get burnt, starters.
Kitchen. There you go.
It is one last bling.
One last bling.
There we go.
Pam Smith.
Mandatory.
All right, for questions, feedback, or ideas for future episodes, contact us at thejdeconnection@questoraclecommunity.org. Until next time, let's keep learning, sharing, and most importantly, laughing together. Toodles!
See ya.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in for today's episode of the JDE Connection, a Quest On Air podcast production. Show notes and links can be found at questoraclecommunity.org/JDE Connection.
To learn more about what's happening in the Quest JD Edwards community, visit our website at questoraclecommunity.org/JD Edwards.